This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, it promises to be an emotional night at Globe Life Field, where a benefit concert will be held for the victims of the Central Texas flooding. Leading the pack, Texas country music star Pat Green, who suffered his own loss in the tragedy. I left
home at 18. Pat Green spoke before tonight's concert about his little brother and his sister-in-law who were killed during the catastrophic flooding.
It's the happiest, smilingest thing you've ever seen in your life. And Julia, his beautiful, amazing wife, school teacher and cancer survivor, and you know, it's just it's a dang lot.
Two of his nephews also died, but while Green's family was hurting, he knew he had to do something for all the people affected. So he made some calls to his fellow country music stars, who were more than eager to help.
I would like to say I'm surprised, but I'm not. Country, especially Texas country people, we're thick as thieves. We're family to each other. I look after them as much as they look after me.
Texas natives Josh Abbott and the Eli Young Band, as well as Miranda Lambert and Dierks Bentley, will also be playing. Tonight's concert begins at 6:30 and is available to stream on YouTube. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We also have a link to that YouTube page on our website at KRLD.com. Another Texas artist also planning a major concert for the flood victims. Robert Earl Keen has talked about his plans for the last week or so. Now the plans are kind of gelling. His concert's also going to feature Miranda Lambert and John Randall and Jack Ingram, Cross Canadian Ragweed and others. It's coming up on July 28th at the Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels. He's calling it REK and Friends, Applause for the Cause. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon at whitewaterrocks.com. General admission starts at $99. Unlike Pat Green's that has no audience, this one's going to have an audience. Proceeds go to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country.
Now, as the search continues for the victims, 16 civilians and four cadaver dogs from the Czech Republic landed Sunday on U.S. military flight from Germany to assist with a search and recovery effort in Central Texas. Now, the development comes through the National Guard State Partnership Program, which has linked the Texas and Nebraska National Guards with Czech Republic since 1993. And last year, Texas provided similar support during the floods in the Czech Republic.
How to prepare for the next big disaster? That's a job for a select group of members of the Texas House and Senate.
Governor Abbott's asking the select committees to address four main areas of disaster preparedness: flood warning systems, emergency communications, relief funding, and recovery.
We're going to work on every single solution to make sure things like this don't happen again, not just in this community, but in other river basins across the state also.
And to make sure the needs of the people of Kerr County are met, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick set up a joint committee hearing on July 31st at the Emergency Operations Center in Kerrville.
So that the residents and the people in this area don't have to come to Austin. We're going to come to them, and we'll stay here as long as it takes to hear their stories and their needs and their wants.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it is now 5:06, and a few weeks after a massive apartment fire in Fort Worth, Governor Greg Abbott is now asking for federal help for victims. The governor requested a disaster declaration from the U.S. Small Business Administration for those who were impacted by the fire southwest of downtown Fort Worth on June 23rd. Now, if approved, the declaration would provide assistance through low-interest loans for victims who lost everything. The six-alarm fire required one rescue and involved several people being treated for heat exhaustion.
We got the update this morning on the Muni Court building in downtown Dallas. It's been closed for a week after it got flooded by the rains on Monday. City says the cleanup is finished in the basement and on the first floor, but not on the second, third, and fourth floors. Those are the floors where the courtrooms are. So you can now go down there to pay the fines that you owe, but all the court cases are on hold. If you're involved in one of those cases, you're going to be notified as to what you need to do. And that goes for jury duty as well. You're off the hook, at least for now.
It's the Epstein files, which the Department of Justice is now trying to bury. But Johnson says, no, that's a bad idea.
Put everything out there and let the people decide it. I mean, the White House and the White House team are privy to facts that I don't know. I mean, this isn't my lane. I haven't been involved in that. But I agree with the sentiment that we need to put it out there. And, you know, Pam Bondi, I don't know, when she originally made the statement, I think she was talking about documents, as I understood it, they were on her desk. I don't know that she was specific about a list or whatever, but she needs to come forward and explain that to everybody. I like Pam. I mean, I think she's done a good job. We need the DOJ focusing on the major priorities. So let's get this thing resolved so that they can deal with violent crime and public safety.
Now, CBS correspondent Robert Costa says this is a significant development.
For some Republicans, it's more of a delicate dance. Like for Speaker Johnson, they want to signal solidarity with the Trump White House and with President Trump. But at the same time, they know there is real concern among Trump supporters around the country about this Epstein case. They don't want it to go away. President Trump has said he's not going to be releasing any files, that he has cast the previous Justice Department of President Biden and President Obama in negative lights and in some way insinuated that any kind of record on Epstein isn't on the level. Yet this has not stopped so many conservatives around the country from saying, hey, we want more information. So Speaker Johnson, you can see, is navigating all of these dynamics and trying to show conservatives to keep his own political capital that he wants answers. But he's also not trying to nudge the president too much.
Other conservatives, though, have no problem with nudging him.
They are certainly important. And you see close friends of President Trump, like former chief strategist Steve Bannon, saying that he's not going to back down when it comes to the Epstein matter. At the same time, there are so few people inside the Republican tent who have the ability to compete with President Trump. But this is the first time we've really seen in his second presidency, President Trump facing a reckoning, significant pressure from his core supporters. Yes, he saw that during the debate over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. There was some pushback about how that all was structured, especially when it came to Medicaid. But on this issue, it goes to almost not only a political level, but an emotional level. There's a feeling among so many Trump supporters that there's more information out there, that Jeffrey Epstein was part of some cabal around the world that was abusing children, and they don't want it to just be put on a shelf.
And Trump himself may be realizing this because he's now falling back on an old strategy.
These files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden. We went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it. But she's handled it very well, and it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release.
And he's talking about Pam Bondi there, but you think about it. He says she should release whatever is credible, but, you know, that the sentence before, he's saying that the whole thing is not credible.
You know, this is one of those situations where we were talking about it yesterday, man. You've got to release the stuff. I agree completely with House Speaker Johnson. It's like, put it out there. Let the public decide. I do think it's going to be like the JFK files in a lot of ways. It might be much to do about nothing. I think it's kind of grown into this giant monster that really isn't what we think it is. But why not just put it out there?
Something's got to give, though.
Yeah. Because
if you're Pam Bondi, this is like your boss coming up to you and say, well, you know, you go ahead and do whatever you think is right. But if it were me, I wouldn't do it. And I don't think it's necessary. Well, what are you going to do if you're Pam Bondi? You're probably not going to do anything.
Morning.
Here's exactly what we thought about off air the other day, is that I think that what happened is some foreign leaders, dignitaries, maybe some very high-end businessmen.
Right.
Said, we're on that list. We've got a lot of deals that could be affected by this, maybe international deals, foreign affairs. This would be better if that list went away. And Donald Trump probably said, Pam, you're going to have to eat blank on this and like it, but I'm going to have your back.
Or,
and I think that's probably what happened.
Another possibility, maybe they're telling the truth. Maybe there isn't a list. You know, there's some pretty credible journalists from both sides who have looked into this and said they don't believe there is one. And Epstein's former attorney, David Schoen, he's in that camp. He tells News Nation it's not there.
I don't believe for a second that there's a client list out there. That wasn't Jeffrey Epstein. Despite all of these rumors and stories and so on, he had no plan for blackmail. When I met with him 9 days before his trial and he asked me to take over the defense of his case, we talked about strategy. You can believe that he had every incentive to come forward with names of rich and famous who were involved in his case. You put the names out there, and the fact that he knew Bill Richardson, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, etc., doesn't mean that they did nefarious, illegal conduct with him. But people start drawing rumors and making claims. Also, the accusers demanded a certain level of privacy. And so the judge balanced that when the parties were before him, and that's why he kept some of those files private. I don't believe for a second that Pam Bondi or anybody in the administration has a client list that they're withholding. I know that people want to see it. There's a certain prurient interest in all of these things. It's tantalizing. But I don't think that information is out there.
I'll tell you one thing. If they do release any more information, they're going to have to go through a case of Sharpies to redact it.
Yeah, and he brought up a point that I think it hasn't really been talked about, is that there's a lot of witnesses or a lot of victims in this case. What do we hear? Thousands of minors? They don't want their name out there. They don't want to be associated with this. They probably want this thing to just go away.
Because maybe they're on the list.
And they're on the list and as maybe victims in this thing. And they've got lives they don't want to have to drag up again. So
this thing is taking
it's
on
dirty.
A life of its own.
A life of its own. But the thing is, you got to do is put it out there. Whatever you got, put it out there. Let us all decide. Because that's where conspiracy theories come from.
You know, for the first 90 years of its existence, the rules for the All-Star game were the same as they were for any other game. If you were tied after 9 innings, you kept playing. Except for that one ridiculous All-Star game in 2002 when it was tied after 9 innings and Commissioner Bud Selig declared the game to be a tie.
I remember that one. I was upset at that. I was watching that one.
But other than that, you played extra innings. And that happened 13 times over the years, most recently in 2018. But then, 3 years ago, they very quietly changed the rules. And it is possible that no one was even aware of it. I wasn't. You weren't.
No, I remember they said, get these three outs, and then we're going to swing off. And I didn't know what a swing off was. I thought, what do you do? I figured it was a home run derby kind of thing. But
that's the new tiebreaker in the All-Star game, and it happened last night. The National League jumped out to a 6-0 lead. The American League rallied to tie it, and that's where it was, 6-6 after 9 innings, which meant for the very first time, a swing off. Each team
interesting name too.
Three hitters. Each team picks three hitters. Each of those hitters gets three swings, and whichever team winds up with the most home runs wins the game. And last night, that was the National League, thanks to the Phillies' Kyle Schwarber, who, boy, he made the most of his three swings.
Does that have enough?
That's got to go.
To dead central.
Oh!
Oh, man. Oh! He's 2-for-2. That's going to knock down the Omni Hotel. Swing off is tied at 3. Kyle DeSchwarberian! DeSchwarberian! 3 homers on 3 swings, adding to the legend.
DeSchwarberian.
Take me through your thought process. Was it once you got one, do you just get red hot like a 3-point shooter? What was your thought process going, knowing you only had 3 swings?
Oh, man. Just trying to not hit a home run, I guess, just trying to stay short, because if I would have tried to hit a home run, I would probably hit my guys over there. But just happy that it worked out for us and the National League's going home with the win.
You got a great reception, though. Guys were jumping on you. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. The guys were really into it, and they were yelling, screaming, cheering me on every swing. And then when that last one goes over, they were all pumped. It was a lot of fun.
Schwarber made history, by the way. I thought this was kind of fun. He became the first position player to win the All-Star Game MVP without getting a hit in the actual game.
Yeah, it was 0-for-2.
but he hit him out when it counted.
Look, I got to say, I really liked this All-Star game. Most of these All-Star games in recent years have been kind of boring, and it's usually just really heavily favored to the American League. But last night, not only did we have a huge comeback, we had some offense. We also had that awesome Hank Aaron thing.
The tribute to Hank Aaron, because the game was in Atlanta.
Yeah. And
his 715th home run tribute.
The way they darkened everything, and they had those holograms, and then that Roman candle kind of thing to signify his home run. That was awesome.
And don't forget the uniforms.
The uniforms were regular uniforms, different hats. That's fine. I don't mind that, but... Great game, great field. He saw everybody. People were mic'd up. I thought the conversations were good. And the swing off, the only drawback I have, why didn't they have big names at the swing off? Is that because they couldn't use them?
Because maybe they'd been taken out of the game and they couldn't put them back
in. That's just stupid. You need to get the dumper out there. You need to get Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge. That's who.
Where were they?
Yeah, exactly. The American League had three guys I barely even heard of. Booker. I guess, or Crooker, or whatever his name is.
The guy with the A's.
From the A's, yeah.
But the big dumper wasn't there.
No, and then you had the guy at the end for the American League. Even John Smoltz, who was the color guy, he said, well, you know, this guy's known for average. He's only got 11 home runs all year. I don't know why he was chosen.
Skinny little middle infielder,
right?
Yeah,
and of course, he went 0-for-3 with his swings.
I think baseball has always had the best All-Star game.
Yeah.
By far, in professional sports. Compare that last night to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, nobody plays, you know, nobody wants to get hurt. They're playing flag football now.
Or you know, the NBA, Team LeBron and Team Shaq.
Yeah, that's 190 to 189
right.
Final score there.
Exactly.
I mean, the whole thing is baseball still is the All-Star game still the best one.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.